Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? We all know it. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water, juggling work, relationships, maybe even a global pandemic or two? Well, that's where today's episode comes in handy. We're diving into the art of building resilience, that inner strength that lets us bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like champs, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. Think of it like this. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be hills, there will be mud puddles, maybe even the occasional rogue banana peel you never know. But a resilient person? They've got the mental muscles to navigate those challenges, keep their eyes on the finish line, and cross it with a smile. So, how do we build this inner fortress of resilience? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you become a little bit tougher, a lot more adaptable, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. First up, acceptance. It might sound simple, but accepting the reality of a situation is often the first step towards moving forward. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, fuming about being late? Trying to fight against it just adds fuel to the fire, right? Instead, try taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging that the traffic is what it is, and maybe even using the time to listen to a podcast or call a friend. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. It means choosing how you respond. Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything, but you can absolutely control your reactions. Think about it like this. You can choose to get stressed out by the news headlines, or you can choose to focus your energy on making positive changes in your own life. It's about shifting your attention from the things outside your control to the things within your sphere of influence. Number 3. Cultivate a growth mindset. This is huge. A growth mindset means seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than threats to your ego. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation, but learned a ton from it? That's the power of embracing challenges and using them to improve. Now, let's talk about building strong connections. We're social creatures, after all. Having a supportive network of friends and family can make all the difference when things get tough. These are the people who will celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to cry on during setbacks, and remind you that you're not alone. And finally, don't forget about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are great. It's about taking care of your physical and mental well-being so you can show up as your best self. Think exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, spending time in nature, whatever activities help you recharge and feel your best. So picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your inbox feels like a raging monster. It's easy to get overwhelmed, right? But here's where resilience comes in. Instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, acceptance, focus on tackling one task at a time, control. View this as an opportunity to learn new skills, growth mindset, reach out to your coworker for support, connections, and then take a quick walk outside during lunch break to clear your head, self-care. Then, you've navigated the storm with grace and even managed to come out stronger on the other side. That's resilience in action. It's about choosing how you respond to challenges, building those inner muscles, and remembering that you are capable of handling anything life throws your way. So remember these key takeaways. Acceptance, focus on what you can control, cultivate a growth mindset, build strong connections, and never underestimate the power of self-care. These aren't just words, they are tools. Tools that you can use every single day to build your resilience and create a life that is more fulfilling, more meaningful, and yes, even more fun. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of inspiration. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback keeps the podcast going strong. And until next time, keep building that inner fortress, one step at a time. We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.